Hey, get up and laugh. Dance. Time to connect the dots. That's right. This is Connect the Dots, BBS Internet Radio Show. Hey, you want to learn about the battle plan? Well, you're going to hear tonight. But like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. Oh, yeah. Hey, and we're coming up to Revolution Day. That's right. July 4th is only a day or so away. Hey, like, you know, here in New York City, it's only a day away. 1776, July 4th, that was a revolutionary moment in time. Well, this is 2022, and like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. It's all about taking command of the situation here. We have an out-of-control government in America, I think, every place in the world, too, and the people have to take command of their government, you know, command of their evil government, because all governments are now evil. All of the national governments in the whole wide world are controlled by the New World Order. And the people that used to look up to the United States of America to lead the way, well, forget about it, Jack. We have some creature in the White House there that we don't even know if he's human, but you know, it's an imposter, won an election by cheating, you know, how disgraceful. And you know what? The fact that the politicians aren't squawking about it, that as you watch the stupid TV news, they make it like Trump is the only one in the world who believes he got cheated, when that we know that's not the truth. Hey, if you just go on the internet, there's many intelligent people that know that the election was stolen by the crooked Democrats. Now, you know, what are you going to do? That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a battle plan here. What are we going to do? We the people, back in 1776, you know, the people fought a revolution to free themselves from the tyranny of oppressive, unresponsive government, just like the ones we have now, except the ones we have now are even worse than those oppressive governments of that day and time, because they are just clearly evil, the government. The U.S. Congress is a swamp loaded with evil creatures. Those aren't your representatives there. Those are nothing but they, what can we say, New World Order puppets, I guess, to be kind. But they're evil puppets, too, because they're making laws that are taking away your rights. They're playing along with fake pandemics and supporting all the oppressive legislation they could come up with. And not even one of the people in the U.S. Congress are standing up against the lies and the bullshit of the big pharma and the New World Order puppets that coerced people into getting poisonous, toxic, so-called vaccines. They weren't even vaccines. There was all kinds of concoctions designed to do all kinds of bad things. The list of bad things designed to do to you is like astronomical. And just like a couple of months ago, hey, they listed all the adverse reactions. We're talking tens of thousands of adverse reactions. Well, why aren't they investigating that? Why is there no more talk about that? And what did that Epstein girl, Maxell, how come she hasn't been forced to give over the names of the clients? I say it's New World Order bribe money is preventing us from finding out the truth. So what good is our government? They don't do shit. I know somebody who went to looking for unemployment out here on the East Coast. Never worked his life. Now he needs some unemployment, you know? He was told there was no money for him. The guy paid into the system the whole life, and the government had the audacity. We're talking about state governments here. They're almost as bad as national governments in America. Unbelievable. Telling a citizen that paid into a system that he believed in that there is no money for him now. Well, hey, it can get worse, really, with a bunch of bribe-taking idiots, heartless, gutless, evil idiots in the U.S. Congress. Worse things can happen. And hey, even the imposter president said, oh, we're getting ready for the next pandemic. Like, he knows it's been planned. And what are they going to unleash on us now? More toxins? Of course they are. Every day we're being poisoned with the chemtrails. Is there anyone in Congress speaking about that? Not even a peep out of any one of them. You know? Unbelievable what we have to put up with here. So come Monday, when we're celebrating the 4th of July, understand that we're imprisoned again, worse than we were before. We're under the rule of tyranny, worse than it was back in 1776. And it's time we listen to the words of the timekeeper. As the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And let's just get to the battle plan. You know, we gotta use a little common sense here and understand that the people in the U.S. Congress, you know, the legislators, the supposed so-called representatives, yeah, representatives not of the people, but of the New World Order, they are not going to right their wrongs. They are not going to resign when we ask them to. They are not going to respond to protests in the street unless it can be used to divide society further or further destroy America from within. And that's what our government is engaged in now. And they have the people, the 535 people in the Congress and the White House, they're all in this together. You know, it's bribe money for them and nothing for us. And that's the way it's going, and it's going to get worse because they've gotten away with this much already. They figure, hell, you know, if they let us get away with this, there's no stopping us from doing anything. And believe me, they're going to pull worse things out of their little bag of tricks. And it's all in line with Agenda 21, Agenda 30, New World Order depopulation, the whole nine yards. So, like I said, we need to participate in the battle plan to remove the trash from that cesspool called D.C., you know, the Capitol, the people that congregate in the Capitol, play tiddlywinks and make oppressive laws, these creatures of slime that are nothing better than dirt bags with clothes on. I mean, really, and I'm being kind about it. I could use more words, but we have to describe the crap as the crap it is. And the garbage needs to be taken out. All these people in the U.S. Congress, they're trash. I mean, and my apologies to anyone in the Congress that might be hiding behind the, hiding in the closet as a a decent person, but not speaking out. So what good is that? You know, silent voices are meaningless. In the Congress, you got to be, you know, you got to be tough. You got to be rough. You got to, you know, stand up and speak the truth and call out the trash for the trash they are. So understand this, listeners and people of America. We the people have to do what they did back in 1776. Say, you know, draw the line, say enough is enough. And we're going to declare ourselves independent of your crooked regime that's impoverishing us and destroying our lives in as many ways as you can possible, you disgusting pieces of trash. It's time to take out the trash, and the battle plan is we the people need to unite and take these dirt bags out one by one. Now, we don't need to break any laws. There's ways to do it. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They all can be declared insane, which should result in immediate removal. If the lawyers can't figure out how to do this, they need to contact someone like me, and I'll explain it to them. You know, I don't have too much faith in lawyers because they're not really good thinkers. You know, they're good connivers and good crooks. And good bribe takers, yeah. A lot of lawyers are bribe takers. So we need a team of lawyers, of the common people, hopefully, that haven't lost their ethics and won't kowtow down when the guys with the sunglasses come around and said, you better take the bribe money while the going's good, or we're going to take care of you, because that can happen. This is war. The war has already been declared. People wake up. Sheeple wake up. The war has already been declared. It's the new world order against humanity. They have declared war on us. In fact, they didn't officially declare war. It's an undeclared war. But they are at war with us. They're trying to kill us in as many ways possible. Look at the tens of thousands of people by forcing the vaccine, the fake vaccine, the killer vaccine on people. That's it. And it can't even be called a vaccine because they never isolated the exact culprit. And when it was investigated, I have to repeat this, but when it was investigated by two Ivy League colleges here in America, out of 1,500 samples of supposed COVID, Cootie Bug 19, they found 1,500 cases of influenza A or B. No mystery illness. And it was, so what, look how big the conspiracy was. All the doctors were playing along because it was bribe money out there. New World Order has an infinite supply of bribe money. They own all the central banks. They own the FDA. The Federal Reserve, and they can print up as much fiat currency as they want. So there's enough bribe money to bribe everybody they need to bribe. This is the horrible situation, and this is why you can't count on government for anything anymore except to screw things up beyond what they're screwed up already. And, you know, think of 1776 on Monday and think of, you know, the people said enough is enough. Well, we have more reasons to say enough is enough. And I'll repeat myself again, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. So back to the lawyers, you know, this is what we have to do. Regular people in communities have to find themselves a lawyer and start taking public officials to court. Charge them with derelict in doing their duty, unresponsiveness, and that translate that into insanity. You know, how could you take an oath to serve the people and then stab them in the back because you couldn't resist the bribe money? I mean, you got to admit you're a rotten, evil criminal, or you can claim insane. And either way, if you admit you're a rotten, evil criminal, you need to be prosecuted and removed from office immediately, with an immediate trial. None of this dragged on crap, you know. That was all set up, the dragging out the court date. It's a scam the lawyers thought up so they can think up ways to get out of the situation and plenty of time to pay the judges off so they can rule falsely on the crime. And that's what we have to, that's what we're up against here. We're up against crooked public officials. We're up against crooked judges. And they need to be taken to court, too, when they make stupid rulings. No, they need to be removed from the bench. It's been done in the past. And, of course, you lawyers and in the court system, they love precedent. Well, I know of certain situations where judges have lost their judgeship because they made a decision that the New World Order didn't like or somebody else didn't like and had enough money to pay to have them removed with high-priced lawyers. Well, we the people can't afford the high-priced lawyers. All we can ask them to do is have a conscience, have a heart, and do something to save our country before it's destroyed further by a crooked regime. You know, we used to hear years ago about the crooked regime in Venezuela and Colombia and all them other countries around the world. Well, we got a crooked regime that's just as crooked as anybody else. You don't believe me, ask the White House. But, you know, this is it. The solution involves we the people to stop complying with ridiculous laws. You know, and we know that we should know by now if we get out on the street and protest, they're not going to listen to us. So we have to go to Plan B, which means take them to court. So we have to find honest lawyers. Look far and deep. Look far and wide. Even look up in the sky. Are there any honest lawyers around? Well, they better get their ass in gear and have some American spirit here and think about saving our country from the filthy rich. That's right. The New World Order, they're filthy rich, and all the billionaires that side with them. And that's an important part. We're not going to get rid of these crooks out of the U.S. Congress unless we take them to court and charge them with insanity. And I believe it won't be that difficult to prove. And we take them to court one by one, and we find out what courts we can take them to where we can get an honest response from a judge. And we need to talk to the judges all around the country and find out where is your allegiance. We can find out by the rulings sometimes without even asking them. So we need to start doing this right after July 4th. Soon as we can, you know, if you, the lawyers and the people who are hiring the lawyers don't know how to approach this court, get in touch with me. I'll explain it to you, the game plan. You know, it's the old saying, what are you, so stupid? I got to draw you a picture. Okay, I'll draw you a picture, you know, and show you how this can be easily done. And we'll get them out one by one. And forget about voting in November 2022. That's not going to clear the scum out of the things because who's running for office? Scum versus scum. I mean, that's it. Democrats are on their way out, but they're only going to be replaced with Republican scum. They're all crooks. Don't you get it? Man, you know, stop just thinking there's a few rhinos, Republican in name only, rhinos, in the Republican Party. They're all friggin' crooks, basically. And don't think Rand Paul is going to help change the situation by himself. You know, he's done an effort, but he could have done a lot more. And he kept silent at other times when he should have been speaking up. And we got to, like, examine the reality. You know, when his father was running for the president, he didn't support him. Is that insane or what? Shows you how he's been influenced by being amongst all the trash in D.C. And so we can't expect any help from any of these people. Really, the White House, forget it. They're like, I don't know. They're worse than Nazis almost, you know? Biden out there promoting a poisonous pharmaceutical concoction, so-called vaccine, you know, encouraging people to do that. Kind of an evil monster. And we don't even know if he's a human anymore. I think they replaced the defective clone model. The stuttering Joe model has been replaced with a non-stuttering model. Oh, let's give our accolades to the mad scientists for that one. Believe me, we don't even know how you pulled that off, but you did it. Okay, but this guy doesn't have a heart, doesn't have a soul. You know, it's a thing out there pretending to be the president. And this one is better. This model is better at reading the teleprompter and reading the notes and a little more coherent. But, it's an imposter. You know, I said it a couple of weeks ago. And if you want to catch a lot of important things, go back, BBS Internet Radio. Hey, Station One, I'm Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor. Well, I invent solutions to problems, and I'm giving you the solution of what has to be done to get the trash out of the Congress. They have to be removed one by one and by declaring them insane. And it's not going to be that hard to do when these the gutless people step up to the plate and are ready to take some action, you know? And we can find some honest lawyers to present the case as it should be presented. You know, a true lawyer, he goes to court, his will is focused on real justice, and he sees the judge is not looking at things his way. He takes command of the situation and dismisses the judge on the spot, and that is legal in court. And there's all kinds of tricks I've learned to put the judge back on his heels and get him to shit the hell up, and other ways to remove judges. But that's the kind of lawyers we need to go into court, because we know a large percentage of judges are crooks. They're bribe takers. It was this way when I was a child. I grew up in a normal family, and we all knew that the politicians were crooks, and there were crooked judges back then. Money is a powerful tool of persuasion, and there's unlimited bribe money out there now. But they're not going to, that's why the battle plan is take one out at a time. They're all crooks, and they're all insane in Washington. You got to be insane to take an oath to defend the Constitution, then every one of your friggin' decisions is a violation of the Constitution. Everyone that played along with this fake pandemic thing violated the Constitution. They violated the Nuremberg codes or whatever they are. And they're guilty, you know? They're either going to face up to their guilt and resign and go to jail, or we're going to have them declared insane and they can be shipped off to the funny farm for the rest of their lives because they're untrustable. And that's the big problem with government. You can't trust them. They're not going to correct the situation. They're not going to eliminate the bribe-taking. They're not going to eliminate the bribers. You can see with the Maxine case, the Epstein-Maxine, whatever her friggin' name is, they're not going to reveal who the guilty people are because they're probably a big host of them. And plenty of bribe money around to bribe everybody. And they're trying to dump this stupid 20-year sentence on some woman that knowingly participated in child trafficking. to some piece of garbage that, you know, abused his power of money? I mean, really, and how many other people in the Congress? You know, if she isn't willing to talk, well, I don't know. I mean, we can't take no for an answer on this, you know? And we need to pursue all these things, and we need to stop complying with an oppressive government. You know, I have to talk about this because the government has gotten overly oppressive. And they're nothing but pawns for the New World Order. And if you look into it, the New World Order wants to kill us. We're useless, regular mouths to feed, as they have put it in the past. Look it up. You'll see. And they only need a certain small population. They want to bring the world down to 500 million. They felt so strong about that, they had it etched in stone on the Georgia stones. Look that up. Keep the population at 500 million. Well, at first, of course, you have to get it down to 500 million. With 8 billion people in the world, well, that's over 90% of the people have to be killed, eliminated. And so we have to get rid of, you know, we can't have people in America. This is not a democracy. I said it before and I'll say it again. And there is no democracy anywhere in the world. They're all republics or dictatorships. That's it. There are no democracies. All these people, countries claiming to be democracies, including the United States, it's false information. You know, it's hoodwinking the public. You know, we are a republic. Get it through your head. America is a republic, and in a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you have none. And of course, come election time, they already tell you, oh, you have the power of your vote. But when all the people running for office are scum, crooked, bribe-taking politicians, and if they aren't yet, as soon as they get into the Congress, they will be quickly. Oh, yes, they will. I've told you before, they've got the mind control device there, the Washington Monument. Hey, it's in my book. Read about it. Connect the Dots Theory. It explains about the mind control powers of an obelisk. And we have the tallest one in the world right there in Washington, D.C. And, of course, Washington, D.C. was put together 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions because that's the mark of the false gods, the mark of the evil New World Order. They put their mark on everything. And they had their centerpiece directly in the center of Washington, D.C. is that largest obelisk in the world, and they can use that to numb the thinking of anybody that goes to Washington. People have been saying for decades, good people go to Washington and something happens to them. It's mind control. And it's, of course, it's bribery, and the bribery is out of control. And that's what we're up against. So we can't look to government to, do what's right. They're riding the gravy train, or they're brainwashed beyond help. You know, many of the people in the U.S. Congress, they've been turned into sheeple also. It's not just the regular people. They're sheeple in the U.S. Congress, too, absolutely. And it's easier to bribe the sheeple, of course. And a lot of pretenders in there pretending to be bold. You know, the rhinos, they all pretend to be bold. And, of course, all the rhinos and all the Democrats get access to the TV so they can they can puke their guts out there and spew all their bullshit on you. And there's no counterpoints allowed. And if you're stupid enough to believe what you're getting, what you're being force-fed through the TV, you are sheeple already, whether you know it or not. And they're just like keeping you flocked together for the final slaughter on Slaughter Day. And they've got a few of them planned up. Yeah, but hey, Imposter Biden, remember, warned you a week or two ago, hey, we're going to have another pandemic and we want to get ready for it. Yeah. And he didn't mean ready to help you. He meant ready to ice you, take you out with more deadly viral compounds and anything else they can come up with. You know, they've got a whole host of armaments they can destroy the general public. And just to remind you, I got to say this again, every day they're poisoning the air. We all breathe with the chemtrails. Why isn't that to prove that the whole Congress is gutless? Even Rand Paul, Mr. Goody-Goody guy, why hasn't he said anything about the chemtrails? I don't know. Could be a lot of reasons. Could be he's taking bribe money, too, or could be the guys with the dark sunglasses paid him a visit and told them, this is what you can't say. You can't talk about chemtrails. Well, apparently everybody's been warned not to talk about chemtrails. Only regular people like me, who have their own radio show, they would never allow that to be said. You know, I've met all kinds of people in my life. I've met famous people, a lot of non-famous people. And some of the people that I've learned to respect and honor the most are some of the poorest people and working class people that I've been shoulder to shoulder with most of my life. This is it. You might have heard of this guy. I'll give you a perfect example about chemtrails and people talking about it. Even though I didn't get a verification for that, I got to meet this guy in the New York area. There was a guy on one of the major networks. I think it was Channel 11. He was a news guy, and he had a catchy personality that made what he said entertaining, and he used to talk about injustices. But shortly after he started saying the chemtrails, oh yeah, we're going to talk about the chemtrails right after the break. Well, he didn't say that much about them, but the fact that he brought the word up on a public broadcasting network, it's Channel 11, which is the big network, WPIX in New York, he shortly disappeared off the show. So, life is filled with coincidences. So, they were having some UFO conference over in Manhattan, and I attended it to see if there were any real people there and not New World Order puppets that really wanted to reveal some new secrets about the UFOs. And who did I see as I walked in the door was up on the stage? It took me a while to recognize him because it turned out sometimes you see people on TV and you just get a different image. It turns out he's a little shorter than he looks on TV. So after he was done talking, it was break time. Everybody walks around and mingles, and the elites went in the back room to have their lunch or whatever. I walked over to him, and I said, I asked him outright, isn't it because of the fact that you mentioned chemtrails that you got thrown off, fired from WPIX, and he just simply denied it. He said, oh, no, I left for the better money, please. And, you know, and where does he pop up later? He doesn't pop up. He has his own YouTube channel. Well, he can't be making too much off a YouTube channel, believe me. So I know he was lying. You know, hey, if you're out there lying, you pick up the phone and call in. This is a call-in radio show, and tell me I'm wrong. Okay. Tell us about how much more money you're making because you quit WPIX. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. You want to talk about the crooked government? You want to talk about anything, call in, hey. You know? The human race is supposed to be concentrating on love and peace now. But our damn crooked, evil government is making it harder for us to do this. But we're still going to try to be as loving and as kind as individuals as we can, because most of us have it in our heart to be loving and kind individuals, and love is the most powerful force in the universe. But unfortunately, love alone will not remove the trash from the U.S. Congress. That's why we have to go on the offensive. We have to get lawyers to go to court and get these criminals out one by one. It's quite a bit. 535 criminals, we'll get them one by one. So we better start on this pretty soon. If we start day after July 4th, we might have a large amount of them before the next presidential election. In fact, there is enough time to get them all out by that time. And like old Ross Perot said when he ran for presidency, the American people need to take command of the situation. We need to act like the bosses. And we need to lay down the law, the moral law, that we can't tolerate you ignoring us. That should be a reason for immediate dismissal. Make that law tomorrow. I want to see that law on the books. If you ignore our protests, if you don't respond to what we, the people, want, the majority wants, you have to resign. That's it. Or you'll be arrested for failing to resign. See, it's not that difficult, but we have to put those ideas out there, and we have to order these crooks. Either you're going to do what we say, or we're going to have you removed for insanity, for breaking your constitutional oath. And we need to find some people in the military that have the authority to arrest, like the imposter president, and arrest members of Congress. That's it, and we need to find people high up in the government that are willing to issue the arrest warrants for these criminals. It can be easily proved what kind of criminals are. All of them ignore the public totally. You're breaking your oath to serve the Constitution and serve the people. You're all guilty of that, all of you. Where are the bold people that can write the arrest orders and the bold military teams that can go in there and take these criminals out and not have to worry about the FBI blocking their way or the CIA blocking their way? We need people in the U.S. military, Air Force, Army, Marines, Coast Guard. Come on, guys. Do your job. We're being invaded by bribe takers. We'll word any way you like. Everybody in Washington is insane. They have to be removed. They're destroying the country. They do only what the bribe money tells them to do, and all the bribe money tells them to make laws to destroy the good people of America and destroy the whole American system. We the people, the thinkers, plenty of great thinking people in America. We know the solutions to all the problems. First of all, you got to stop the fake refugees from coming in. That's one thing. You got to end the chemtrails. You got to make the GMOs illegal. You got to break up the big farms that farm GMO and suck up other people's lands and contaminate small farm neighbors. You have to stop all that. You have to stop polluting the water. You have to stop and make a law against putting fluoride in water that's specifically designed to dull your spiritual connection which is through your pineal gland, and it's a proven fact. Fluoride in the water destroys your pineal gland. They want stupid people, you know? Why aren't there any people in Washington standing up for the rights and the atrocities being done to the American people? And why aren't you people in the military that can issue arrest warrants and arrest these people? They've all broken their oath. They're all guilty already, and there's plenty of evidence to convict them. Come on, where's the good prosecutors? We're not talking about dirtbags like Kamala Harris, and she doesn't deserve a word better than that, because it came out when she was trying to run for president that she sided with the prosecutors to withhold evidence that could have made the person innocent. She conspired with him. She's our vice president. So what do we got? We got a brain-dead clone, bribe-taking, imposter president, and, you know, a dishonest prosecutor heading up our government. These people on their ethical behavior alone do not belong in that office. And isn't there anybody with any authority willing to stand up and remove these clowns? I mean, really? How can we let this go on day after day? That's why I'm talking about the battle plan. We can't wait on these dead, brain-dead zombies in the U.S. Congress to wake up and do something. In fact, they won't, because they're so happily asleep in their bribe-taking matrix, they don't even hear a peep out of anyone. And all they're concerned about is when's their next supply of bribe money coming in? You know, they're all playing the game. I'm going to get richer than you. No, you're not. I'm richer than you. Well, I'm going to get richer than you. You just was. And that's the kind of crap that goes on in the U.S. Congress. People are mentally destroyed. They have no ethics. Half of them probably don't have a soul anymore. I didn't even get on it, but we'll also bring that up too. Some of them are blood-sucking Satanists. They participate in rituals that kill live children, and they all go down and drink the blood of the dying child, you know, and it's supposed to be, this is the elite way of getting high. Well, it's just insane. How can this be allowed to continue? Well, when the November elections come up in America here, you know, I've said it before, but I got to say it again. Find somebody that in your locality of representation that's going to pledge allegiance to serving you, the people, and pledge allegiance to not taking bribe money, and pledge allegiance to calling attention to all the bad things being done to the American people on a daily basis, and pledge allegiance to not being bullied by the system that's in place. You know, in a real democracy, and pledge allegiance to attempt, at least attempt to make America a democracy. The idea of the republic sounded like a good idea back in 1776, but we're not there anymore, you know? And it's proven to be a failure, because when there's enough bribe money to bribe everyone, the representatives, and they're the ones with all the power, that's the end of the ball game. Can't go anywhere, you know? And it's just like maybe even worse than a dictatorship. Who knows? But it's that bad, you know? And we have all these things in place. I mean, let me tell you, I don't want to brag. I ran in the last four elections as a write-in candidate for president. Yeah, that's a fact. And I did it on the basis I know how to solve all the problems and cut out all the bullshit. And there is so much bullshit the way the government runs. First of all, we got to get rid of all these horrible laws that give them so much authority to ruin our lives. They have too much authority to ruin our lives. And we have to badger these elected representatives to do that. And anybody that you elect in November forget about Democrats or Republicans. You can't elect them. Well, forget about voting Democrats. They prove that they're hell-bent on destroying America, and they're all bribe-takers, and they're all gutless pieces of crap. So if you want to go for the one-party thing, everybody should vote Republican then. But only vote for a Republican that is willing to introduce changes to get rid of all the obsolete laws that give too much authority to people that aren't qualified to order breakfast at a diner. And that pretty well describes the U.S. Congress. And I'm being kind here. And allows jerks like Nancy Pelosi to determine whether something should be brought up to the floor to vote on. We need to cut this crap out. Anybody in Congress should be able to bring something to the floor, and only one thing should be voted on at a time. It's that simple, you know? It's really that simple. But they don't want to do it like that. They want the ones who have the control, like Nancy Pelosi and the other gopher-faced Mitch Mitchell, you know... I just had to say that for a little fun here. You know, they just want to hold on to their position of power and play politics as usual. But that's destroying America, you know, and that isn't justice, and that isn't a democracy, you know. And let's stop hearing about the forefathers, how great they were, you know. Well, they weren't great enough because they didn't anticipate all its happening now, how the whole system got out of control. And if you study U.S. history and learn how easily the government, the federal government, began to become corrupt, it didn't take long, really. Except now it's ultra corrupt, totally corrupt. People still had some ethics for 100 years ago, but that was all before Abe Lincoln. After Abe Lincoln, I think it all went downhill. Hey, the last time somebody had some ethics and was elected president was JFK. But he didn't know too much about, he didn't know how to play a good game of chess. You know, he stupidly announced publicly about the people that were looking to take over America, and he was going to get rid of them. Well, they got rid of him. They beat him to the punch because he revealed his game plan. But the game plan I'm talking about here tonight, you know, they don't believe it can happen, but we have to prove them wrong, we the people. We have to go on the offensive and start taking these jokers out one by one, legally. And is there anybody in this country besides me that has the guts to want to go out and do this? We're all the patriots. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. If you're a real patriot, call in. 888-627-6008. But, you know, I guess there are no patriots. Or I guess my listening audience doesn't include patriots. But actions need to be taken by the regular people, the common folks. Because the government, wake up, the government is not going to do it for us, you know? We have to, you know, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And there's a lot of work to be done, you know? And taking out 530, removing 535 crooks from the federal government, plus all the crooks in the White House, is not an easy task at one at a time. And don't rely on voting. You know, there hasn't been one peep about changing the voting machines. So when we go to this midterm election here in November, we're going to be using the same crooked machines and the same crooked methods that they used to cheat Donald Trump out of winning the presidency. That's it. And that's the game plan of both parties. You know, we're going to cheat to win. And that's why they don't want to talk about changing the machines. I mean, it's such an easy thing to do. You know, I know what I'm talking about. First, you got to get rid of all the electronic machines, and then you got to set up a system that is flawless, which is not that hard to do. All it takes is ingenuity. Hey, my name is Tom Edison, and I have ingenuity. It's not that hard to do. It's really quite easy to set up a voting machine system that can't be cheated on. Oh, yes, it's not that difficult. And less costly than those electronic machines, and we can't trust electronic machines. It's been proven already. Well, two decades ago, they were talking about how the electronic machines could be hacked by any high school student. Does that sound secure? No, it doesn't. And we had plenty of evidence where hundreds of thousands of votes were just deleted with the tap of a key. That's your electronic voting machines for you. And so, you know, we won't get the results the same night on the election, but at least we could have an honest election. We could have this set up by November. But if nobody is willing to get in touch with apparently the only person in the world that knows how to set up a voting machine that can't be tampered with, I guess nothing's going to happen. You know, there is a real epidemic in the world. It's called unresponsiveness. You know, I'm out here speaking the truth, but I don't see anybody looking to contact me about being supportive of doing something to change things for the better. You know, I can't do it alone. I could do it alone if I was, I guess Mr. Rothschild, the richest guy in the world, I believe he is, you know, family wealth, $70 trillion. Yeah, if I had that much money, I could do it alone. Because then I'll do just what the rest of the New World Order jokers do. Bribe everybody. And I'll elect be elected president by just bribing the regular citizens, you know. That's all. I mean, bribery, everybody gets away with bribery, apparently. Look at the U.S. Congress. They're all bribe takers. They're all, none of them are going to jail. None of them are even being prosecuted. Look at the people in the White House. Nothing were a bribe taker. Look at the Biden family. Getting away with everything. Why isn't anybody arresting them? Do we have real law enforcement? No, they want to, local law enforcement, they want to trigger happy, pull out and shoot people because you didn't obey their orders or something, you know, something ridiculous like that. Well, that's not justice. You know, the whole thing with the black community complaining about their being overly persecuted by the police. Well, the only solution to that is you got to change the laws of police behavior. You can't go to the politicians and think they're going to fix it for you. They don't know how to fix. They don't know how to fix a leaky faucet. And like I said before, these people in the U.S. Congress, they are so friggin' stupid. They don't know how to go to a diner and order breakfast. That is really dumb. You know, who's the leader of the band? Certainly not AOC. She should be the leader of the dummies. We got a few other creepy jokers in the U.S. Congress. Yeah, invaders from the Mideast there that want to force everybody to be Islamic. Yeah. Oh, we just love people like that in America. Yeah. They come here and they want to force us to become their third world shithole from which they came. Yeah, oh, we just love those people. And, you know, we got to speak the truth out here, but some of them got elected, you know? If you're an American, a real American, where your allegiance is supposed to be to your country, how can you elect someone whose allegiance is to a foreign country that wants to invade here and brainwash us to accept their illogical way of thinking? Unbelievable. What's going on? Hey, believe me, it's going on more in Europe. They are really invading with these Middle Eastern terrorists and stuff like that. UK, let me tell you, UK was considered, a democratic form of government, even though it really isn't. There are no democracies, but they have the UK Parliament, along with their traitorous leader and traitorous MPs, have literally destroyed British culture. And they are destroying, they keep importing third world dirt bags into the country. That's right. They're not offering, they don't even want to be part of the UK. They just want the freebies. And Great Britain, used to be Great Britain, United Kingdom of Idiots, it's not the people, it's the government. The problem is always the government, it's not the people. They are backstabbing their own people and giving free room and board, food, and welfare checks indefinitely to anybody who claims to be a refugee. And even if they're known to be terrorists, they still let them in, give them the freebies. I mean, no wonder why everyone's flocking over there. And the invaders over there in the UK, they're taking control of the schools, yeah. Unbelievable. They're allowing, in America, we do have a separation of church and state, so they couldn't get away with it here, but they're getting away with it in England. They're indoctrinating 6 and 7 year old children by having classes where everybody rolls out their floor mat and they're showing them how to pray the Islamic way. Well, England is a Christian based country, and Islam and Christianity don't mix. I don't even have to explain that, but you could figure it out for yourself if you just investigated. But they've gone so far in the UK. They have a drag queen class, I think it's called. I don't know what they call it, but they have, I've seen pictures of it. Characters with four horns coming out of their head, dressed in drag. And these are older, over-the-hill drag queens, too, with four horns coming out of their head, dressed in drag, acting, given the authority to teach classes to 5 and 6 year olds. I mean, these characters are so scary looking. To have them have any authority over your children, they're not only are they going to be scaring your children to death, just by appearance, but the kids are going to be having nightmares about this. And this is okay with the public education. In fact, they're promoting this over in England there, the UK. Unbelievable. That's another place where you ought to listen to the timekeeper, because he told you the people's revolution is long overdue. Forget about wasting your time going in protest. You're at Parliament. The UK, United Kingdom Parliament, is just as bad as the U.S. Congress. They don't listen to protesters. They don't do anything. And they just listen to the bribe money and ride the gravy train. So you learned a little about the battle plan tonight. You need to participate in it. You need to cure yourself of unresponsiveness. If it wasn't for the bold patriots back in 1776, we'd still be a colony of England. And we'd have four-horned drag queens teaching our children, pretending to teach our children in our schools. So, hey, listen, you want to go there because New World Order wants to take us there. You need to wake up and have the guts to stand up and fight for your right. Fight for your freedom, because we're losing them by the day with imposter Biden and his clan of dirtbag bribe takers. Well, I had to say that. Now, as we're getting to the end of our show, remember, free yourself from unresponsiveness. We can't unite as a people to take command of our government unless we become responsive to good suggestions. And I've explained quite a few ways tonight about how we can start to go on the offensive, because if we the people don't do it, no one's going to do it for us. And of course, on a final note, we need to concentrate on love. We need to be loving people. At the same time, we have a battle to go out there and wage against the forces of evil, but at the same time, we need to be loving to each other, to be kind to each other, open the door for someone, smile at someone. And that'll teach us to be more responsive, too. When you smile at someone and they smile back, that's responsiveness. Yeah. And if you happen to be on YouTube, I just like, you know, I don't make any money off this, but my Subway Fantasy 4, you can probably Google it and get it without even going to YouTube. Subway Fantasy 4, spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Look it up on YouTube. You'll get a real lesson in rock and roll history, one that isn't taught too often. But it's part of the true history of rock and roll. And it's only 12 minutes long. So, and it's filled with some of the original guitar music that started rock and roll. You ought to be interested if you're an American or a lover of rock and roll. Okay, hey, tell your friends to to tune in next week. Tell your friends who have a phone to make a phone call in next week. And when you get a chance, archive my June 12th show. It relates a lot to what I talked about here tonight. Okay, we're going to go out of here. You're going to hear my music at the end of the show. Lead guitar solo at the end. Are you the party in kind? Followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Stop to look, 'cause I caught their eye.